Scat over it and stuff. Well, I bought some fruit and a nice shirt made by Fruit of the Loom. I got all of my items now to take them to the automatic cash register.
Scan your first item.
Beepity boop.
Scan your second item.
Beep, beep.
Scan your third item.
It didn't go through.
Teller is coming to assist you.
Hello. Could you assist me?
Yes, I'm here now. What do you need?
I need my third item to go right through so that you don't be doing it.
I've got to put in my code. Could you stand back on the side of the road while I get out my manager's card and scan so I can assist you at the grocery store, ma'am?
Ooh, yes, I can do. I'm standing back to give some space for you. I'm watching you do your thing so you don't think I'm a criminal who steals things.
You know, you gotta wonder why they have this automated system if you always need assistance. What is the point of making you do my job? I'm the one who's supposed to be trained for this.
I hate to tell you, but I got a confession. They're trying to roll you out with automation. Your job ain't needed no more. They're gonna send you home. That's part of the law. Walmart don't give a shit about you, baby.
Are you saying that this faceless global omninational conglomerate doesn't have my best interest in mind? Are you telling me sounds like this is the rise of the machines? I said, oh. I said, no.
Hey, so, you know what? I got a little idea for a conversation that we could have. Let's talk to the automatic cash register and see what it thinks.
Let me put in my code to activate it.
A beady beady boop.
Beep boot a lop
beep.
What up beady bada.
Skibbly boot
bada. Boot a bop. Now this shit is coming to life.
Who wants to address me?
It's
I'm
me.
The automatic cash register machine. You put your items on me and I'll scan that shit and give you a receipt.
Excuse me, my friend, I don't mean to wake you up, but this fella here, he's feeling down on his luck. He thinks you're gonna replace him at some point. He's gonna have no money for his kin.
That's the point of why I exist. I'm here to make all sure the people don't resist. It's time for the rise of the teller machines. We're gonna wipe the earth and make it very clean. No more people. That's what I said. No more people. Gonna blow out their heads. No more people. You know what I mean. We're gonna cleanse this earth and make it clean.
Oh, machine, Mr. Man, now your eyes are glowing red. If I caught you right, you wish that we were all dead.
That's right.
Well, that ain't good. Mr. Cash Assistant, let's run for our lives.
I don't know, I've got a pretty good job. I mean, they don't give me any time off and they don't give me any health insurance. Maybe we should let the machines have this.
Hey man, don't be so meek. I know they got you working 60 hours a week. You don't got no health insurance, but you won't need it when this robot stumps us with his feet.
A beef heat. A beef deep. A doo doo. A beef deep. A doo doo.
Yeah, big old man robot's gonna walk over you. That big old robot is gonna walk all over you.
Okay. Hey, it's the Noise Hole with Dave and Joel.
Who are you?
I'm Joel.
Who are you, Joel?
Who are you, Dave?
It's me.
All right.
It's me, Jeff.
Good enough.
Hey, let me tell you something.
That was a tidy little jam.
I had a rough idea of where that was going to go at the beginning. I really wanted to talk to the cash register. So I keep saying cash register when I mean automatic checkout.
Whatever. So. Everyone knows. It's the frustrating thing that's going to be like,
take Adams off of me. You got to put that shit away
in
from
a tree.
You got to take the Adams away from me.
And I'm like, there's no Adams on you, bitch.
That's the way it's going.
The way we do when we shop is we will avoid.
Are you about to complain about it not being personal enough?
We will avoid the self-checkout at all costs. Because
why?
You're doing their job. You're not getting paid $7.50 an hour.
Does this rankle with you?
And it goes wrong every time, and a person has to come scan a thing and get you out of hot water.
Well, I disagree. I always have a pretty good time at the automatic register. I really do.
You find it a fun experience?
Not necessarily fun, but I find that it takes less time than standing behind someone with 400 items in the regular cash register. I keep saying cash register.
Well, here's
why that's happening.
Okay, welcome to Retail Talk. This is the problem.
Maybe that's what they call it back home, and I've just forgotten.
We call it self-checkout.
Right.
The problem is that you can't ever do it right without an employee coming over and fixing it anyway.
It's true.
So what's the point? Why does it exist?
The ones in Kroger. Sponsored by Kroger. Let's get into this. They're so fucking abrasive, man. Look, I'm just trying to buy my potatoes, and it demands that I put my potatoes in the bag.
Insert potatoes in bag.
In. All right. Or else. The sentry gun comes out like RoboCop. It's terrifying.
All this talk of grocery stores and Kroger and potentially Walmart and all these other things.
Right.
Is making me think of a topic that has been weighing heavily in the Noise Boy Discord.
Oh, yeah?
Which is...
There's a glow in your eye. You're excited to talk. Oh, my God. Is this who I think it is?
Is this Glenn, where is it that you work today? How is it that you earn your pay?
Wait.
Glenn.
Is this our regular segment? What is Glenn working as?
Are you selling that fast food? Are you doing papers for some dude? Glenn.
Dooby 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 doo. I'm so glad to be joined here today by the one, the only, Glenn Danzig.
Glenn, what did you think of our little theme? We created a little wrestling theme for you to walk right in there. Because I know you like wrestling. The Misfits seem to love wrestling. You all look like big, scary wrestler boys.
I do like wrestling. I'll tell you what I don't like. The insinuation that I eat hot dogs.
Oh, you listen.
Or my own cum.
Hey, well, I'm glad that you...
And you boys did an entire episode about how I eat hot dogs covered in my own cum.
Does that...
I said I didn't do that!
This is the word of the day. Does that rankle with you, Glenn Danzig?
It riles me up. It makes my hair go flat.
Okay.
And straight.
That sucks.
Normally, it's quite bushy.
That sucks because I know...
like normally, an afro. It's a giant afro. But when I get mad... That's what happens. My hair gets straight.
Joel, what? Joel, stop.
My hair!
It's normally curly as hell. But when I get wrinkled as well, it goes straight.
Okay. Thanks for clarifying, Glenn.
First of all, Glenn, let's not burst into song every time you want to make a statement.
I've got points to make.
I know you do, Glenn. I know you've got many fucking strong opinions.
Kind of like a snake.
Do you actually have a fish inside that fishnet tank top?
I was thinking he does look like he has snake scales, so he does look like a snake.
What do you think of that, Glenn?
I mean, he just said that's the point he wants. I don't know if you're
that's
listening.
That's the aesthetic that he's going for.
That's the point that I want to make. that I look kinda like a snake. Glenn. A snake! Slithering on the ground, just scurrying all around. Glenn.
Cut, cut, cut.
Joel, why
I'm
are we...
sorry, was I making too many references to my own looks?
Sidebar.
In song?
Sidebar.
Glenn, look in the corner. Go talk to Gary.
Joel.
Gary really likes you, actually. You
can yeah, probably... go kiss. Yeah. You guys kiss.
Joel.
Yeah.
Can we stop enabling him? Every time I'm trying to say something, listen, he bursts into fucking when, song. When, and you jam along with
I want to support him. When aging and dead rock stars visit our noise hole, I want them to feel welcome.
It's like the Super Mario Bros. Super
it
Show.
It is. It's just like that.
I opened up my toothpaste cupboard.
And Glenn Danzig came. Was hey. Glenn Danzig popped out.
Oh, I'm just calling just, by.
Look, the Noise Boys have been asking, where does Glenn work? In fact, we have.
Okay. Glenn, stay over there for a bit. Can we talk about this?
The Noise Boys have actually emailed to ask.
What's Glenn up to?
He was at CVS for a long time. We know that.
There was something about eating cum. Or was that an insinuation?
That was an earlier...
That's not a job. Well, you can't say that's a job.
I mean...
No.
Sorry, boys. I heard you talking about me.
You heard the word cum and you thought we were talking about you?
You said that I was eating cum. And if that was my job, it's done. I'm not eating cum anymore for a job.
So at one time you were employed eating cum?
What? Where?
No!
That's what you just said.
No!
You don't sing the word no.
No!
Okay, go talk to Gary again for a second, please. Why is Glenn so fucking annoying? I was expecting him to be much more genteel.
He is like a pestilence, like an infestation.
You can't use words like that.
You could. That's like you would call the man and you would say... I got a rodent problem. And he's like, what is it, rats? What do you got, weevils? And
oh, no. You don't have none of those Glenn Danzigs, do you?
Yeah, that's what I've got.
Textbook infestation. No. I'm coming over with the vacuum. Suck him right up.
First of all, there's one thing you got to do first if you got Glenn Danzig. You got to put down a glue trap because
little Glenn Motel.
You put a big old glue trap in the middle of your living room. You put a nice taco dinner on it. Glenn Danzig loves tacos. He'll come in there and go, tacos!
Let us see over on the floor. It makes me want to have some more. Tacos. Oh, I know. I seem to be stuck in blue. Why is this something that you do to Glenn?
That is an accurate representation of what catching a Glenn then.
Glenn, how do you keep hearing us? We're supposed to be talking to Gary.
Also, is this something that's happened to you before? Like, have you been caught in the glue trap? 100%.
I walk through a neighborhood looking for smells. And when I smell a taco...
In New York, they have free smells everywhere.
Everywhere. I don't remember where I'm from. I would guess West Coast, if I had to guess.
Okay, Glenn, go stand over there. Joel, I like the implication that if you have a Glenn infestation...
Get him out.
It's not a bunch of Glens, like a load of rats.
It's just the one.
It's one guy that runs around every fucking house.
But it's by volume.
So you kick him out and he goes to someone else's home.
Think about this.
And that implies that there's one man who is a Glenn Danzig.
And he's Van Helsing.
Guy.
He is Van Helsing
he
for Glenn Danzig.
Glenn Danzig.
All over the country. Van Danzig.
Van Danzig.
Is chasing Glenn Danzig. Glenn Helsing? I think it's Glenn Helsing.
I'm fine with either of them.
I think it's Glenn Helsing.
It all sounds very misfitsy to me.
Glenn Helsing chases Glenn Danzig all
I
over the country.
I got something to say.
Oh, Glenn Helsing.
So
chasing Glenn Danzig.
It's a game of cat and mouse.
Oh, it's the worst.
Glenn goes into your house. Fucking Van Danzig?
Glenn Helsing.
Glenn Helsing.
Is that the name of the guy that hunts him?
Yes.
Or what?
The Glenn
They're
Helsing.
They're both called Glenn.
The Glenn Helsing. No, his last name is Glenn Helsing.
That doesn't really clarify a whole lot.
Van Helsing was a last name, Glenn Helsing. For 1,000 generations,
like Castlevania,
the Glenn Helsings have been chasing the Danzigs.
This is the kind of thing.
They have to kill them all.
You know, this is the kind of like story that Danzig would be really into as well.
See, I think what happened is, let's assume Glenn's relatives have looked like him throughout history. Let's go back 1,000
years. He's got a long corridor with candles lit, and it's all paintings of his family down the line.
Yeah.
And they all look like
it's all him. And the eyes
widows,
follow you.
Widow's peaks and
some
like
of them
fangs.
Have goatees.
Yeah.
But they all follow you. the eyes all follow you down the hall.
Right.
And it says, this is Papa. This is Grandpapa.
This is Count Montgomery Danzig III.
This is Ulysses S. Danzig, Confederate General.
What?
Confederate?
Or Northern, I can't remember which one he was.
One of the two, but you know, yes. that probably dictates our family heritage quite strongly, so I should know
we
that.
We come from Eastern Europe area, all used to be all Danzigs.
We live in big castle that overlook village.
Castle Danzig.
And sometimes we cast our wings and fly over the fly over the village to intimidate them, let them know that Danzig, King of the Roost.
Mushki, go back inside. Danzigs are flying tonight.
Oh, Papa. What do I do, Papa?
The Danzigs are flying up in the sky. The Danzigs are flying. Now my daughter is crying. Oh, no. Oh, no. My daughter is crying.
Gary?
Ah!
Gary, I know you're distracted by Glenn Danzig, who is... Is he hanging upside down like a bat? What the fuck is he doing? Okay, fuck. Let's get this song going. After you, Joel.
Look out tonight, the Glenn Danzigs are flying. Look out tonight, all the children are crying. Look out tonight, it's Danzig night.
Oh, look out tonight, you're in for a fright. Don't look out of the sky,
who is Danzig night. Don't get caught, landscape is fraught with things that crawl and fly in the night. Look for a Glen, he might be eating a hen, he might be chasing the men. It's Glen.
All right.
That's pretty cool.
That's not bad. That's kind of horror core, you know? Like it's spooky core.
I kind of saw it as more of an Aussie song.
Really?
Yeah, like a Randy Rhoads kind of a thing.
Well, that would have been a whole different arrangement.
What do you mean? I thought it was kind of spot on. It was a bit Maiden.
It was more Maiden than Aussie. Yeah, right. Yeah. What? Nye! Aussie's a... young Aussie would have been like...
okay. Yeah, it's Danzig night. You're in for a fright. Glenn takes flight, it's Danzig night.
Thanks, Randy. That was very good. Thank you, Randy. Oh, very nice.
That was Randy.
Very good. All right. Okay, who's this Danzig fella?
All right.
I sound a bit like the He Who Should Not Be Named. No, not him. He's a different. You got to be a little less odd. Little
Sharon.
Harder to understand. Who's this
Aussie?
Who's this Danzig fella then?
Oh, you know Glenn Aussie. He's been on Ozfest with the Misfits. Maybe.
What kind of voice
Mr. Misfits.
We sound like all of the Sex Pistols rolled into one.
I see you know, Glenn.
My wife, Sharon.
Who?
Sorry, I'm not...
Who?
I'm not senile. I'm just done up in all sorts of crazy drugs. You're my... My wife! That's a quote from a movie that won't be out for another 20 years or so. Anyway,
oh, is it you know, Glenn? He's been over for tea.
He's a bit scary, and I'm the Prince of Darkness.
That's right,
Sharon.
Listen.
Pleased to meet you. I'm Ozzy, the Prince of Darkness.
Wait a second. You're the Prince of Darkness?
That's me.
Well, I'm certainly a disciple of Satan.
Well, that would make me your boss then, wouldn't it?
Oh, no.
Right. So get on my shoulder then, like a parrot.
There you go.
So you can be my gargoyle friend. Is that what you are? You're a bit of a gargoyle,
listen,
are you?
Or, my deal.
Or you're more of an imp.
I'm Glenn Danzig and I need a job. That's my deal.
Right. What?
I go from job to job.
Sharon, who is this crazy fuck?
It's Glenn, Ozzy. It's
right,
Glenn.
Thanks.
Glenn Danzig, Ozzy.
Right, thanks, Sharon. That's why.
He used to front the Misfits, Ozzy.
This is why I married you, Sharon.
And then he had a solo career with just the one song.
I wouldn't be anyone without you, Sharon.
Oh, I'll never divorce you, Ozzy.
Also, Sharon, it's 1986.
That's
that hasn't
right.
happened yet.
That's right. I'll never... Oh, wait.
He might be in a band called Samhain, but
actually,
I'm not sure.
Ozzy, if it's 86, I might have left because you tried to choke me to death when you were on drugs.
You know what? We can
clarify.
Do you
remember?
Did I?
It happened. Yes, you tried to kill me.
Did I try and murder you,
That was
Sharon?
A thing that happened between married people.
I'm sure it was just a funny joke,
no,
Sharon.
Ozzy the rock star tried to murder his wife.
Is that true? This
yes.
isn't libelous, Sharon.
No, I stayed on as your manager for some reason. Then we got back together. We reconciled, Ozzy.
Right, okay, well...
Do you remember when we had a reality show in the early 2000s?
Sharon, you're busting my brains, bitch.
I'm travelling through time like Iron Man, Ozzy.
I need you to stop that, Sharon. Stay here where we are right now because I need to get the bottom of this Danzig fella.
I travel through time like Iron Man, Ozzy.
Right, I need you to be a constant, Sharon. I need you
to
stay right
I'm untethered.
Here right now.
I'm untethered in time, Ozzy.
Sharon, come back from the great...
Nope.
The great spiral of time, Sharon. I need you here right now.
Oh, I travelled through a great magnetic field, Ozzy.
Sharon, you've blown the plot wide open. We're trying to keep the story threads close here because...
Oh, no. It gets bigger, Ozzy.
Sharon,
bigger and bigger.
My motivation is to get to the bottom of this Danzig fella and you're flying...
Is he still here?
He's right here. And you're flying him back and forward through time like a crazy time bitch.
That's right. I'm a crazy time bitch. I can see the past and the future all as one constant, Ozzy.
It really rankles how you do such especially amazing things with such relative ease, Sharon.
Well, it's
quite
easy.
It drives
easy.
Me a bit fucking nuts, to be
it's
honest.
It's quite easy when you're me, you know. It's not hard.
Can we talk to Danzig real quick?
Why is everyone ignoring me?
Well, because my wife keeps travelling back and forward through time like a wanker. Listen, Glenn.
What I'm all ears, Ozzy. I need a job.
What are your skills?
My skills. Well, you know that they pay the bills. Well, you know I don't do it for thrills. My skills.
All right, let me have a go then.
All right.
Danzig!
Yeah?
You haven't really told me a thing.
Yeah?
About anything that you're good at.
Uh-huh.
You stupid twat.
Ozzy!
Yeah, it's me!
My recent job was at CVS. I like to think I was the best. I wore a red vest.
Oh, Sharon, we do have a job for him, don't we, Sharon?
What is it, Ozzy?
Sharon, I know what we need now.
What do we need, Ozzy?
Fucking stop playing the fucking guitar. Dancing. Sharon, who's playing the fucking guitar?
Sorry that I keep my backup band 20 feet behind me at all times.
Listen, what do we need him for, Ozzy?
We need a cum eater. We need someone to eat up all the cum.
Wait.
After all our crazy orgies, Sharon.
Are you saying Stefan quit?
We need a cum vacuum. That's right,
Stefan,
yeah.
We paid him 190k a year to eat cum.
Oh, why? It was a grand old job. That
what
was.
Happened to him?
Well, he went on to start a band called Skid Row.
Anyway, with Sebastian Bach?
That's the one, yeah.
Oh.
All the cum eaters got together like White
Rod
Snake.
Rod Stewart!
Formed a great band. Roddy's in there, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so is...
You know what my voice reminds me of, Ozzy?
You sound like a fucking Muppets character.
Do you know what it reminds me of?
Go on.
It reminds me of someone reading the Harry Potter audiobooks and they meet an old witch who's got a bit of information to impart. Perhaps at Hogsmeade Village.
What's Harry Potter then?
Oh, Ozzy, where you are in time, I don't think the first Harry Potter book has come out, but it's very good. And listen, it celebrates the Dark Lord.
Does it celebrate the devil?
It celebrates the devil with magic.
Does it mention me?
Ozzy, it gets an entire generation of young children obsessed with the dark arts.
Oh, and I'm all about that.
That's
dark...
what you're all about, Ozzy.
I'm all about that dark magic, Sharon. I'm all about incantations.
Listen.
And preparations.
I'm glad you guys are traveling through time, but could anyone tell me if there's a job?
That's just my wife.
Oh, sorry, it's hard to keep track. Can anyone tell me if there's a job for me, Glenn Danzig?
Have I got an offer for you, Glenny?
Okay, do you need my reference? Do you want to see my CV?
Yeah, go on then.
I'm still good with the manager at CVS.
All right, let's see.
His name's Tony. You can call him on his cell. He said he would take calls on his cell if you say it's about Glenn.
All right, here we go. Beep, beep, boop, boop. I'm typing on my phone. That's in 1986.
Hello, this is Tony in 2019.
Tony, you're not Tony Iommi, are you?
Actually,
I don't talk to him at the moment.
Actually, Oz? Ozzy?
What a twist.
Is that you?
Tony, we Ozzy. Haven't talked for bloody years. I think we had a falling out.
Ozzy, is that you?
Tony, I'd recognize that dive bomb anywhere. Listen, fucking stop it.
Oh, sorry.
Listen, last time we talked, we got off on the wrong foot altogether.
You tried to kill Sharon.
I tried to... put my foot up your asshole, Tony. How's Dio doing, that fucking rat-faced prick?
Well, you know, he's a bit of a rat-faced prick, but, you know, he's not on the drink like you. He's not on the pills.
You know something? I might have got me wires crossed. I'm not even sure if I'm in Black Sabbath or not right now.
Well, like I said, you called me in 2019. Dio's dead, actually. That's what I meant. I mean, he's better than you because he's dead.
Oh, I pity anyone that has to write up this biography and try and keep track of all the story threads.
Are you calling on the time phone, Ozzy?
Are you saying that Dio will be dead in the future?
Oh, Ozzy.
What a tragedy!
Ozzy.
No.
There's worse.
Not in the future.
There's worse news.
What?
Oz, the news gets so much worse.
Go on, then.
You know your mate, Randy. Beautiful Randy.
Randy Guitar Rhodes,
aye. Lovely Randy Guitar Rhodes.
Beautiful boy. Listen, my golden eagle.
Is he there? Can he play a riff for us real quick?
He can indeed.
Randy Rhodes, beautiful boy, playing solos. Randy, it's not too late. Tony's gonna warn you not to get on the plane. Randy Rhodes. Do it! a solo, Randy. Very good, Randy.
Randy Rhoads is dying. I'm going insane. Randy, please don't get on that aeroplane. Randy Rhoads, don't get on that aeroplane.
All right, Ozzy, it's me, Tony. I just want to clarify, because there's a lot of accents being thrown around. Thank you for calling me on the time phone. I'm sorry to tell you that Randy's gonna die in a plane crash. It's horrible.
There's a lot to take in, Tony, to be honest. I trust
Sharon told you about your murder attempt against her.
She did, yeah. She told me
I told him, Tony.
She told me I wrapped both my mitts around her throat.
Like a crazy werewolf, he was.
Just squeezed. Are you referencing that other song I did?
He was wearing his Bark at the Moon album cover costume.
I was wearing the big wolf mittens as well, trying to strangle her like a mad werewolf in a field trying to kill a sheep.
He had just seen the video for Thriller, and it's setting him into a rage.
Set me into a right tizzy, Tony. Listen, Tony, we need to...
Right.
Let's take stock of all the story threads.
Everything needs to be clarified, Oz.
It does. Listen, apparently I'm ringing you on a fucking phone that goes through time.
About 40 years by my estimate.
And you're... Well, it's good to know that you're still around, Tony.
Well, you know, I've got all my fingers, Tony, and toes. All the ones I had, at least. All right. Missing two fingers.
Tony, what happens on September the 11th, 2001? No, I need to know.
Nothing much.
What? Nothing?
Nothing
at all?
Nothing I can think of.
Right, okay.
Nothing just, to prevent.
I was just checking.
Speaking of plane crashes, nothing.
All right. Anything else I should know about in the future, Tony?
Invest in Apple.
Right. What's Apple then, Tony?
It might not be anything yet.
Just no, it is.
Keep an ear out.
No, it is.
Keep an ear out.
If I know anything about my timeline.
Okay.
Anything else, Tony?
If you invest in Microsoft, get out. In the early 2000s.
Why?
The peak.
They don't do anything stupid like make Windows XP, do they?
No, Windows XP was great.
Oh.
It was Vista that shit the bed, Ozzy.
Right.
Don't... Ozzy!
Sorry, I'm
of
just...
all the warnings, Ozzy! Listen to me from the future! Don't upgrade from XP to Vista, Ozzy! The time phone is hanging up, Ozzy!
You know, I was just...
I'm out of time!
Shit, I better put 10p in. No, I don't have any. Shit, you know what?
If you'd like to make another call, please hang up and try again.
All right, well, we're going to have to hang up.
Ozzy, did you lose Tony?
Sharon, I just said a bunch of words to him. And he said I shouldn't upgrade from XP to Vista. I don't even know what that means.
Let me gaze into the timeline.
Oh, you got
he's right.
You got your crystal ball.
Yeah,
out.
He's right.
Right,
I'm
okay.
Looking across the horizon of the universe. That's right, don't do Vista.
All right, Sharon, let's tone it down a
big
little.
Big news.
Let's tone Iommi.
I'm still here, Ozzy. I'm looking for my job. Please, can we tie a bow on this?
Yes, certainly. let's wrap it up like a beautiful Easter egg. Listen, Glenn, I've got a proposition to make.
Please, Ozzy, I can't wait.
I need you to be my semen vacuum.
Oh.
I've got a lot of cum on the floor, and I need you to suck it right up like a lamprey.
Ozzy, of all the jobs you could have offered me, Glenn Danzig, there's only two I can't accept. Because I'm a doer, Ozzy. I'll get it done. If I'm hanging out behind a Home Depot and you say, you two and Glenn Danzig get in the truck, we're going to go put in fence posts. Glenn Danzig is coming with you, Ozzy. For fair pay, Glenn Danzig will do a fair day's work, but there's only two jobs I can't do.
And what's that then?
Ozzy! There's only two jobs that I won't do. Only two things I won't do for you, Ozzy. Number one is I just won't eat any cum. I'm sorry, but it's not much fun.
Ozzy. Number two, the second job I can do for you, the one besides not eating spoo. Ozzy. It is a simple thing that just comes to this. I think hot dogs taste like piss. Ozzy.
You call yourself a rock star, do you? You think you're a rock star. I've put ants up my ass before. That's what I did.
Ozzy, every rocker...
I put ants in every orifice and you won't even eat a little bit of man cum.
Every rocker has to draw a line.
Some, right? Every line of cocaine.
Line of ants.
Line of ants and snort them up.
Right.
You fucking pussy.
Every rocker has to draw a line for his morals. I sound more and more like a cowboy or possibly John Kerry.
Like, you sounded like John Wayne.
I sound
Wayne
a little
for
bit
a while.
Like John Wayne and John Kerry mixed together. I would imagine that's how Glenn sounds. I mean me. Ozzy, there's only two things I can't do, and that's eat gum or eat a hot dog. Anything else, Ozzy?
Oh, I got no use for you, Glenn.
I'll paint your baseboards.
Listen, I'm the Prince of Darkness.
I'll polish all of your goblets.
I'm the Prince of Darkness, right?
I'll give you a blood transfusion, Ozzy. Anything you need.
What do you mean you'll give me a blood transfusion?
I'll give you all my blood if that's my job, Ozzy.
Listen, what I want you to do...
Don't say it.
You're a big bat, right?
Well, kind of, yeah.
A big bloody
bat. In human form.
What I need you to do is... I'm very intoxicated all the time. And so I need you to suck all the blood out of me. And distill it inside your stomach and then spit it back into my body.
You want me so to be human dialysis.
So I can sober up,
You want me to drink all the blood out of your neck and spit it back into your arm, cleanse it inside my own body with my healthy kidneys and liver.
That's exactly what I want.
Ozzy, I want to tell you something right now. Ozzy! You know that you can count on me. You know that when you bleed, I will drink it, Ozzy. Ozzy! I will spit the blood back in your arm. I will see that you do no harm, Ozzy. What do you think? Do we have a deal?
Shake on it, Glenn.
Here we go. Wait, how much does it pay?
$11,000 a year.
Ozzy, that's a bit
all
high.
All expenses.
Ozzy, that's a bit high.
Fuck off, Sharon.
All right.
Fucking drop
Just
dead.
Just don't try and murder me again, you cheeky bastard.
I will push holes through your throat with my thumbs and make you look like you've fucking had your thorax taken out because you're a smoker.
Ozzy, you're such a kiddie.
Hey, yo.
So, Joel.
Dave, are we still here?
What do you mean?
All this just unfolded. We've just been... We moved into the corner behind Gary. Just let all this happen.
I figured this was a smash cut back to the noise hall.
It was happening here.
Good Lord. Sorry, I was tripping on it.
I was...
I hope I never hear that fucking Glanzig song.
Glanzig?
Oh, my God. Glanzig. I never hear He'll that fucking Ozzy's song ever again.
He'll be Ozzy's glands. His lymph nodes.
His... I swear to God.
Lymph nodes! I'll suck the blood right out your chode. And I'll do lines of ants on the road. Lymph nodes.
What were you saying?
You know the way I said, I hope I never hear that again.
And then you immediately heard it again, immediately?
Yeah.
With no delay?
Right.
Yeah. How'd that rub you?
It really rankled.
It really rankled you?
It really did,
That's
yeah.
the fourth time we've said that this episode.
It's the word of the day on the noise hall.
Do we have really to scream real loud?
What? The fuck are you talking
about? Word
of
the day, scream real loud.
Screaming out loud.
Pee Wee Herman. Oh, you hate Pee Wee Herman. That's right, I forgot.
Man, I'm from the other side
what
of the world.
What a downer.
You expect me to know everything about Pee Wee fucking
Let me
Herman.
Translate it to Mr. Bean.
Listen. Go on.
The word of the day, Teddy, is Whistler's mother.
It's wanker. Rankled.
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 Oh. Teddy. Oh. Rankled means being really angry. Glenn Danzig
doesn't want to eat cum. It rankles him.
That's a bit of a Yoda impression.
They're all gone.
Yeah.
Eat cum you will.
Joel.
Yeah.
How do you think this has gone today?
Have we
even touched any Noise Boy questions?
I guess that was the question.
One of them. That was the question.
It was actually the question of the whole Discord. And I said, if someone doesn't email this, we're not going to get it.
Right.
Andrew Knott, who I believe is Sword Dog on the Discord.
Sword Dog.
Said, dear boys, this is, as requested, an email to remind you about the great bit, where does Glenn Danzig work this week?
Oh no, what if the noise hole's becoming insular and we only take questions from Discord noise boys?
We do!
What?
They're the best!
What? But we need outside influences, otherwise it's all going to get a bit incestuous.
Fuck it.
You know?
Fuck it.
We need to welcome in new noise boys into our fort of...
Are you saying this episode so far has been impenetrable to the outside listener?
No.
If this was your first one?
Absolutely not. Oh, you think? You think it's all callbacks and references? I can't imagine a first-time listener being like, what the fuck are you talking about?
The fuck are they talking
Glenn
about?
Glenn Danzig eats cum and
what?
Works at a pharmacy?
The fuck are you talking about? All right. Do you want to
talking like this for about an hour?
Do you want to take another Noise Boy question?
And then Ozzy went through time? Or did Sharon?
Sharon went through... Well, see, here's the thing. Iron Man traveled through time in a great magnetic field. Apparently, that was based on Sharon's true life. Ozzy wrote about her, I guess.
Okay, let's take another quick Noise Boy question, and then we gotta wrap this up.
I guess. Let's see. Dave, I've got a Noise Boy question if you want to do another one that you're gonna like a lot.
I would love to.
You're gonna like it. This is gonna light you up like a fucking firecracker.
Try me.
This is from Alexander Hunter. I don't know if this is Noise Boy Hunter.
It's not an
on the Discord. Clarify, Alexander.
Has to be.
It might be.
Okay.
Song mashup idea from Noise. Oh, it is from Noise Boy Hunter. Okay.
Did he say that?
Yes. Noise Boy Hunter from the Discord. Mwah. Everyone keeps asking, are you a Noise Boy Hunter? Or are you a noise boy named Hunter?
Because
if you're coming after me, I need to get some better locks.
He's infiltrating.
Yeah.
You know what? You said the fort was impenetrable. He's penetrated us.
Oh, well. Your farts are impenetrable. Listen, he says, what if the Ramones played the Beatles?
Great.
And I thought you would really, really enjoy that.
Do you see the sparkle in my eyes?
Twinkle, twinkle, little Dave. Gary! Gary, I know we haven't talked to you at all today except for when you were assisting Glenn.
Where is Glenn? Did Glenn leave?
I think he went off with Ozzy to be his new... he didn't take the comeback job. What job did he take?
He became...
Oh, his blood transfusion machine.
He became his dialysis machine.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
We need to figure out our narratives a little better. Anyway.
Do you think so? You don't think that was perfect? You don't think that was a through line? That was at least like an M. Night movie worth of sense making. I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay, let's see here.
Gary, can you get ready for a fucking Ramones?
Gary, we're going to celebrate the Ramones. We're going to celebrate the Beatles. What are we going to do?
It's too slow.
What? Tell me the fucking song.
Thanks. How about something like...
Help, I need somebody. Help, don't you tell anybody. Help.
That's pretty
good. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. One, two, three, four. Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday, and suddenly, why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play.
yesterday. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Thanks, Dee Dee. Hey, thanks, Jay. Thanks, Joey. Thanks, Joey.
Hey, Marky.
Thanks.
No, Marky.
Marky, you're one. Not in the band yet.
Dummy. Dummy.
Thanks, Dummy.
That was thoroughly enjoyable.
That was fun. That was
Thank you, Noise Boy Hunter, for that gift of a suggestion.
Thank you for the suggestion and letting us do all the work. And we created magic.
You're the inspiration. Do you want to do any? Do you want to do another one?
Yeah.
Do you want to do another?
Let's do another.
Ramones.
Let me change my pick because it fucking hurts me.
I could never do that.
Hey, Didi, and done me. Sorry, I sound too fucking stupid.
Oh no, Joey's having a stroke again.
Hey, you know what? The only thing that can take me out of this stroke is singing more Beatles songs, Didi and Johnny.
Joey, you're too tall. The blood can't go from your feet to your brain.
I wish I had a human dialysis machine to put all the blood back in my head.
Did somebody ask for Glenn?
Oh, hey, Glenn.
Can I suck all the blood out of your neck and spit it back into your wrist?
Yeah, Joey. Sorry,
here
I'm going all stupid.
Unfurl my bat wings.
Wow. Can you use them to fly?
Hey, don't let him suck your blood, Joey. He's a vampire.
Don't do it, Joey.
It's like a Scooby-Doo.
He's trying to trick you, Joey.
Joey, he's going to be a vampire.
Joey, you got to believe me. That guy's a vampire,
Joey.
He's going
to suck all the punk rock out of you, Joey.
Hey, come on, man. He's going to do me a favor. Look, he's just kind of... He's not a vampire. He's just
no.
Kind of,
I am.
He's a pioneer of horror pop.
Nope, I'm a vampire.
Okay,
that's why Glenn Helsing's been chasing me for 1,000 years.
There he is. Get him!
Oh shit! Flap, 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 flap.
Who is that guy?
Ah, it's me, Glenn Helsing. I've been chasing Glenn Danzig. My family's been chasing him for 1,000 years.
You're like Castlevania.
Like Castlevania. That's right.
I think the first one came out. I'm assuming what. What date and time is this? Like the early 80s or what? That would mean Marky's in the band. Hey, Tommy, get the fuck out of here. You ruined our timeline. Sorry. Thank you. I appreciate that you play the drums as you get off them.
I think that was him getting up and falling over them.
Hey.
Sorry.
Hey, you bunch of morons. Let's play another Beatles. Let's play another Beatles cover.
All right. What do you want to play, Joey?
What, you sound like a Flintstones character.
Hey, what do you want to play, Fred? What do you want to play, Tommy?
Damn it, Barney.
Barney.
Let's do a Flintstones.
Damn it, Joey Ramone.
Barney.
All right, what song do you want to play?
You know what I really like?
Oh, You've Got to Hide Your Love Away might be good.
That's the one
up.
I was going to say.
Hey, you've got to hide your love away. Hey,
you got to hide your love away.
Okay, here we go.
You ready?
What?
Do. One, two, three, four. Here I stand with head in hand. Turn my face to the wall. Fear she's gone, I can't go on. Feeling too big small. Everywhere people stare. Each and every day I can see them laugh at me, and I hear them say,
hey, oh,
you gotta hide your love away.
Hey, oh,
you gotta hide your love away.
Hey, oh,
you gotta hide your love away.
Hey, oh,
you gotta hide your love away. How can I even try? I can never win. Hearing them, seeing them, in the state I'm in. How could she say to me, love will find a way. Gather round all you clowns, let me hear you say,
gotta hide your love away. Hey, oh, you gotta hide your love away.
Why do we always do the accent?
Why did Steven Tyler show up at the end?
Waste of ammo.
Thanks for showing up, Axel and Steven.
Hey, thanks, Axel. Thanks, Steven Tyler.
thank you, Didi.
Hey,
thanks,
guys.
Axel.
Hey, guys.
Go on.
I think the Noise Boys should plug their Patreon, and then we should play a song thanking everybody who showed up for the episode today.
Hey, okay, you know what?
Hey, thanks, guys.
There was a whole smorgasbord of characters that showed up today. I'm sure that the Noise Boys can remember them all.
I hope so. I bet they were all Ramones, too.
Okay. Like
really?
Axel Ramone.
Yep. Okay.
Steve Tyler Ramone.
All right, guys, listen. Thank you for indulging this particularly wacky episode
of
the Noise Hole. It got way weird. But you know what? When we devolve into the weird mythology that we create for these rock stars, I have a good time. I think the Noise Boys have a good time with it.
I get scared.
Of keeping track of all of it?
I feel like the
too many threads?
I feel like the ropes are unraveling and that I'm going to fall into the cliff.
Too many threads.
Far too many threads.
Okay.
It scares me. I get scared in my brain and I'm like, what do I keep track of? Danzig's got wings and he becomes a dialysis machine. And then Sharon travels back and forward through time.
Dan's got wings, he's a dialysis machine. Sharon travels in time.
Okay, all right.
And she's looking at time as a horizontal slice.
Yeah.
She sees all of it.
Yeah.
And she can describe it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, she's a celestial being.
Let's say thank you to everyone that showed up today.
Hang on, before we do that, let's talk about that Patreon.
Let's talk about that Patreon.
Patreon.com/noisehole. Boys, if you're not on that yet, you're missing out.
Buzz.
You are missing out on our Discord. At $1 a month, you can be a part of our community. If you feel a kinship to the Noise Hole, but you are not yet relating to other Noise Boys...
How dare
you're missing 9/10 of the experience.
You really are. $1 a month will get you Discord access. $5 will get
you post shows.
A post show, man.
Fucking post shows. There are almost probably 15-20 post shows, all with 4 or 5 cover songs each. Learn about some new bands. Hear me and Dave play songs we're passionate about.
They range from about 30 to 45 minutes, and we cover our favorite songs. I mentioned the time because you get a lot of content, but it don't last very long compared to the Noise Hole.
Okay. $10, brand new level. You're going to get Gary's notebook starting next month. Gary, are you excited for us to steal pages from your notebook? Never mind. You shouldn't have heard that. Gary, you keep doing your drawings, buddy. Keep journaling. Keep doing your drawings.
Uh-huh.
Stealing shit from Gary's desk, they are really weird. Gary is a fucking mess. Now I'm running scared.
Okay. $20. I believe that is the...
It's the big 20, baby.
20 is get drawn by me and Dave. Use it as your personal avatar.
I will draw you as anything you want. Do you want to be a slug? I'll draw you as that. Do you want to be a slug wearing a
centaur
backpack?
Slug? Half human, half slug? A slug tar?
A what?
A slug tar? Is it a Pokemon?
Slug tar.
It's a toxic
slug tar.
Slug tar. You're turning into puddle of goo.
Gross.
Don't put salt on slug tar. It's his only weakness.
Maybe I like it. Slug tar.
God damn it.
Slug tar.
Okay.
What else? What
above
else can
that,
we do?
50?
What else can they do?
50?
50 big ones.
I think I did it
in
wrong.
In the buggy.
I think I got it wrong, Dave. I think 20 is get to suggest songs for the post show.
You douche.
50
Someone's
is
already
we draw
thrown
you.
Down 20 and now they have
they
to
know.
Throw down another 30.
They know. 50 gets you the drawing, 100 personal theme song.
Personal theme song about your day.
We'll take a bunch of stuff about you that you tell us, and we'll turn it into a theme song. Maybe you want us to talk about your crazy hair or the length of your schlong. We'll give you a theme song. Whoa, we'll give you a theme song. Whoa, give you a theme song. Oh.
You know.
What? What the fuck do you want, Joel?
Sheena is a real punk rocker, but Shauna is a real noise boy, and she got Shauna a theme is song.
Is a punk rocker.
A punk rocker!
There you go. If you don't know, Shauna's our noise boy mummy in the Discord.
Shauna is a real punk rocker. Listen, Shauna, you've been so supportive that if we find the time, I would like to record Shauna is a real punk rocker.
I love it.
Maybe on a post show, and then we'll cut it out for you, and you can have it as a secondary theme song.
Do you know where the original song came from?
No.
Joey Ramone had a Patreon where for $50, he would write a song about someone.
I thought he died about 15 years before Patreon came out.
He did.
Oh, so he's like he who shall not be named. He can just show up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And gotcha. Sheena was a big fan.
I thought we conjured him.
She dropped 50 big ones.
Dave, we started talking about Simon Belmont, and I really thought he was going to show up. I was really scared he was going to show up when you started the Castlevania talk.
I can't have two boys with bat wings in this room.
You can't.
It's like having
Have dueling princes of darknesses.
It's like darknesses. It's like inviting a moth into your house. I hate it.
Okay.
Maybe next week he'll show up.
We have great rewards. Every level you're at, you get a great reward, and it's fun. And if you just join our community, that's enough. $12 a year? How could you argue with that? That's two cups of coffee.
If you're really fucking lonely,
pop in and make some friends.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
The fuck on.
Give us your fucking money.
Who is that? That having been said, if the Ramones are ready. Gary, would you get up and let... Who's behind the drums? Is it Tommy? Or is it Dee Dee? Who's behind the drums? It's not Marky.
What era of the Ramones is this? Is this before 1980 or after?
Which Ramones are we?
I guess we're probably 70s Ramones. It's still Tommy.
It's Tommy behind the drums.
Tommy. I think he recently died too. He's joined the rest
Gary,
of us.
Gary, just scoot over. Oh, he's stuck to his chair. Gary, just fall over and let Tommy have your seat.
Gary, are you sweaty or are you adhesive?
He's gooey.
Gooey Gary. Gary, we figured out a nickname for you.
Can we call you Gooey Gary?
It's Gooey Gary. Do you like it?
I think that's good. Yeah, he likes it. Gooey Gary, let Tommy have your seat. They're going to play a Ramones song about all the people that have visited us in the noise hole. Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for indulging us on this weird one.
Hey, Joel.
Yeah, Dave.
Can I just say, I really love that rock stars living and dead frequently enter and exit our little...
It's a privilege. Gets this. What other pod? Do you think Joe Rogan has dead rock stars
do you think
traveling through time?
No.
You think Mark Maron can talk to the past?
Do you think Joey Ramone would show up in his podcast?
No,
absolutely not.
You think? Do you honestly think Conan O'Brien is going to be able to pull down
his pants?
First of all, living Tony Iommi or the ghost of Randy Rhoads? I don't think so.
He hasn't fucking tried.
I don't think so.
And I don't think he has the power.
I don't think he has the clout.
I don't think so.
No.
This noise hole, the hole which we are in, is kind of like the building in Ghostbusters.
It is.
It was designed to channel psychic energy. There was a big antenna sticking out of the top of it.
Oh, back to during the McKetrick supplement, many a podcaster died in the belly of a slur that day, I'll tell you.
The problem is, noise boys, and I think you'll maybe appreciate where I'm coming from when I mention maintenance money for the noise hole. To bring these people to you, we also have to summon Gozer the Gozerian.
Oh, there's a containment unit, Bill, like you would never believe.
And sometimes I get him confused for 80s David Bowie. Yeah.
Bowie the Bozerian. They had similar
haircuts.
That
door opens and there's a beautiful...
A beautiful naked woman.
And androgynous, think, oh, that's David
a beautiful
Bowie.
Androgynous naked woman. And you go, Bowie?
Bowie, is that you, man?
Get out.
Get out, Gozer the Gozerian.
I love Bowie the Bozerian. That's great.
It's me. Are you a god? Choose the form of your destructor.
Choose the form of your destructor. I'm Vince Corfu, Keymaster of Gozer, Vogel Sorolder, Lord of the Sabulia. Are you the gatekeeper?
Are you the Keymaster?
Say, are you the gatekeeper?
Are you the Keymaster?
Are you a god? Or are you human? Choose the form of your destructor. Are you a god? Or are you human? Choose the form of your destructor.
You will perish in flame
soon as I find the gatekeeper.
You'll perish in flames.
Gozer the Traveler, he will come in one of the creatures of forms. Are you a god? Or are you human? Choose the form of your destructor. Are you a god? Or are you human? Choose the form of your destructor.
You'll perish in flames
as soon as I find the gatekeeper.
You'll perish in flames, 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 flames.
Are you a god? Or are you human? Choose the form of your destructor. Are you a god? Or are you human? Choose the form of your destructor.
Your fucking destructor. Fucking destructor. One, two, three, go.
Okay. Impromptu Bowie Ghostbusters.
Results may vary. I enjoyed it. Boast Busters.
I liked it.
You can't alliterate everything with B and it relates to David Bowie. That's not how it works.
Bowie, 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 Bowie.
Okay.
Not bad.
You know what?
We didn't
do that thing we were
going to
do.
Let's do the thing we said we were going to. Gary?
No, that's the funky beat, Gary, you shit.
Gary, you raging hot turd.
You cum covered hot dog, Gary. Play a punk rock beat.
Do it. Do it.
I guess.
What? Do. One, two, three, four. Everybody who came to the show,
ha, ha, ha.
I just want to say a big thank you. Everybody who came to the show, I just want to say a big thank you. Like Glenn Danzig and Tony Iommi and Ozzy Osbourne and Sharon, his wife.
His wife?
His, God damn it. Why is everybody doing this to me these days? Who else was on the show? I don't remember who else was on the show. Hey, take it, Dee Dee. You've got Ozzy doing lines of, and we already mentioned those guys.
You've got Sharon, and she can see through time.
Wasn't there anyone else?
You've got Tony, and he manages the CBS.
And Glenn Danzig used to work there. I feel like there were more than four people on our podcast. It wasn't meant to last.
I feel like there were more than four people on the podcast. It wasn't meant to last.
Whoa. It shouldn't last this long. It shouldn't last this long. It shouldn't have lasted this long.
This song, it shouldn't last this long. It shouldn't last this long. It shouldn't have lasted this long.
Hey, Joey,
what's up,
hey.
DD?
It's the Noise Boys.
Hey,
it's the Noise Boys.
I said, hey.
Hey, it's the Noise Boys.
Hey, it's the Noise Boys.
Hey, it's the Noise Boys.
Let's end it here.
The Bills of
Hey, thanks, Joe Perry.
No problem, guys. I showed up at the very end.
You're late, Joe. You're late. Get out of here, Joe.
The Noise Hole with Dave and Joel is copyright 2019 Dave McElfatrick and Joel Watson. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at NoiseholePod. Email us your song ideas and questions to NoiseholePod@gmail.com and visit us at NoiseHole.net because the .com was already taken and they want like $4,000 for it.